At this time in our program, it's our offering time, but before I actually have the prayer, I just was thinking a few things here. You're not familiar with the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the conference. Every Sabbath, there's a certain offering that is given for certain things. Like we have one called Mission Hawaii, where the offering is used for to help the churches or schools, wherever. And then we have other things that help world type of missions. Well, interestingly enough, this Sabbath has to be church budget offering, which means the money you give will help our church. But it's a double blessing. We didn't set this up. It's a double blessing because when you give to this church, this is one of the churches that support our school. So some of that money goes to help the school also. So it's great that we can do this for our church and our school together. So the offering today is for church budget. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for this being a high Sabbath for us and so many visitors and friends and our school being here. We pray that everyone will be able to give generously and to support not only our school but our church. And we thank you for this opportunity. So we pray that your blessings be upon the offering that's picked up and be according to your will. In your name we pray. Amen.
So second and third graders, you're part of this Bible train?
Yeah.
And did you say your destination is heaven and you know the engineer?
That's right, Mrs. Nelson.
Well, tell me, just how did you hear about this Bible train with heaven as its destination? Preacher Bill and Jesus and you singing songs in heavenly harmony, simply having fun throughout eternity. Is that it?
Oh no, Mrs. Nelson, there will be lots of jewels for Jesus.
Jewels?
Yes, jewels like emeralds, diamonds, rubies, and pearls, but there will be some special jewels made by God's own hands. You know, like all the boys and girls that fit into his plan.
Get it now. That's why you are all on the Bible train at HMA K-8. You're learning to fit into God's plan as his precious jewels.
While 6th, 7th, and 8th choir is coming up here, I want to say something about this choir. And I really appreciate the volunteers, the retired people in our community that provide a valuable service to our school. On Tuesdays, those of you who know my family, Margie lives in California. She's a semi-retired music teacher. She chooses the music and teaches them on Skype on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, Mr. Wynn comes in and he does the live work with them also. And interestingly enough, Mr. Wynn has been my music teacher and my sister's music teacher, so we all know each other really well, and I appreciate Mr. Wynn helping us also today. And I just have enough rhythm to get them through the song. We would love to give you more than one song today, but we're preparing for Christmas also, so we're going to do one song for you today called Who Will Be a Witness.
Who will be a witness? scripture today is from Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Do you like that he didn't even need his sword? He knew it. Happy Sabbath. Japanese Church, thank you for letting us be here. And thank you for your support in subsidy. Without money, we can't operate. But more importantly than that, thank you for your support of prayer. We know that there are prayer warriors in all of our churches across Oahu that support our school, but you have a vested interest. Majority of our teachers come from this church. And you have about, according to our records, 10 to 12 of your students at our school. So thank you very, very much for the support of Hawaiian Mission Academy K through 8. These little ones are the reason you help pay. And these little ones are the reason you pray. So thank you, thank you. January of this year at Kaneohe Church, we had an evangelistic crusade. And we brought over 4 young people to help us prepare the field. And that was my first time as a pastor's family getting to engage with these young Bible workers on a one-to-one basis. And at the end of the 3rd month, I was really amazed. I learned something from these people who are half my age. And I joked with them. I said, gosh, I feel really old when I can say you're half my age. But one Sabbath, I was cooking something. I don't remember what I was cooking. And one of the Bible workers was at our house. And I was just going on and on about all the great things that were happening at our church with these older people in the community. And I'm cooking, and I told Grace, and I said, you know, this is so unreal. Why can't we do this with our little ones? I don't remember if we ate that food, because I think I may have burnt it. My spoon stopped. I remember it very clearly. My spoon stopped. And I looked at Grayson, and I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Why can't we do this with our children? Now, for a lot of you, you may have heard that by the age of 12, little ones, who is 12? Raise your hands high. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. In fact, stand up. If you are 12, stand up and stay there. If you are 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, or 5, stand up. By the age of 12, these children that are standing up will make a decision for Jesus. This young. Okay, you may sit down. This young, they make that decision. If they don't make that decision by the age of 12, by the time they move up, their chances of accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior cut in half. That's pretty scary. And that day with Grayson in my kitchen, I thought, you know what, Lord? The Seventh-day Adventist school system has an amazing school system. We have an amazing self-driven curriculum for multi-grade classrooms, which over 70% of our schools are created. But we're not doing enough. And so that day, something started, a seed started, and I didn't know what it looked like, but I knew what the end result I wanted in the end. And I said, you know, we've got to do more to reach our kids. And there are a couple of people who are here who sit on our school board, and you can ask them, trying to share this vision when it doesn't have a body was really hard, but thankfully they knew me enough, right, Mike? They knew where we wanted to go. They said, okay, Mick, I don't know what it is, but we know. That you ever have one of those conversations with someone? We don't know, but we know. And so at that point started the SEEK initiative, Spiritual Empowerment in Educating Kids. And it was nice just to finally have a name. Let's do SEEK, SEEK, SEEK. And so we started searching for a SEEK team leader. And there was no doubt in my mind who we needed to bring over, and that was Grayson. And Grayson is a local boy who has, in his young life, lived an interesting life, but he has chosen to serve God in leading people that are older than him and younger than him to the foot of the cross. And so Grayson comes, and I said, Grayson, here's your job. Find out about each of the 101 kids in our school. Find out what the God-given gift that has been bestowed upon them, and help them find a way to serve their community. Now, for a kindergartner, their community is this small. It probably involves themselves, okay? A first grader's community gets a little bit bigger, and for parents, you know that leash, as your child gets older and demonstrates good choices, you let that leash out. Well, I can say in just the 50-some days that we've been in school, I've seen a huge change in our kids, in their willingness to serve. Because that's not a word we hear very often anymore. It's what do I get? And we're trying to teach these kids to look in, see what God has gifted them with, and how can they use that to serve others. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to hand the microphone over to Grayson, who's going to share a little further about what he does in the classroom with these kids, and I think he's going to even call a couple of them up to share.
Auntie Mickey's a little bit taller than me, so let me adjust here. To kind of pick up where she left off in the story, that night we were eating, Auntie Mickey, we were eating scallops. You offered to make fried scallops, and Donato and I came over. Donato was my Bible work partner, and we were really hungry. We went to church, we missed potluck, and we were going out the day just like, oh, I'm starving. But the Lord answered a prayer. Pastor Tim, Auntie Mickey invited us for dinner, and they were talking about how they wanted to evangelize to the children of HMA K-8. And when Auntie Mickey got her idea, first thing I was thinking was, oh, that's a great idea. I know a few people who might be good at that. I was not even thinking that the work that got the idea that she planned, that God planted in her mind, would be something that I would do, for a couple reasons. First reason, previously everyone knows that I'm horrible with kids. I used to go around campus and everyone would be like crying because they saw me. Not a lie. I have two siblings who went there, Gio and Grizel. And I think two of your classmates cried because I talked to them. That's not a good thing. Another reason also was that I thought my sole purpose was to evangelize to adults. But God has changed those two focuses in my life. We're so blessed to have good kids at HMA K-8 who listen to us, who don't cry because we decide to talk to them. And we've been blessed to have them. And we want to thank every single one of your parents here who brings your kids to HMA K-8, because it's a blessing to have them there as well. When Auntie Mickey brought me in to teach, to work with the kids, I was a bit hesitant because there was no game plan as far as like, what are we, like, she gave me the overall goal of, hey, we want to focus on their spiritual gifts and to bring that out. And I was thinking, wow, there's 101 kids. Like, I went to a school that did that. There was 40 of us, and it took 2 years. There's 101 kids, and it's not a year-round school. So I was definitely praying, and we came up with two main criteria. Grades K to third grade, our goal was to help them to introduce them to Jesus and to have them understand that talking with him, being with him, it's a daily matter. It's not something you do once a week, once a day, but it's something that you do constantly throughout your life. And then with the older grades, we took a little bit of a step further, and we decided that with the older grades, we want them to not only to be, you know, following and talking with Christ, But they have two main goals. First is to understand the fundamental beliefs we have as Christians and as Seventh-day Adventists. And second, to understand Daniel and Revelation and be able to share it with other people. We have a big project coming up at the end of the year. We're still formulating the plan, but I'm really excited. But, you know, I was really thinking about what could I share about the program, but instead of just me talking, I wanted to invite some friends, Lana, Tyler, and Sage, if you guys can come up. They're going to share some things that they've been blessed with at the school, so if you guys could come up here. Such beautiful children. All right, guys. Hi. So let me just introduce everyone. This is Lana. Everyone?
Hi.
Lana is in the seventh grade. They have the combined class that I'm still learning this. And this is Tyler.
Hello.
Tyler is in the fourth grade, and Sage is his classmate.
Say hi.
Sage and Tyler's are classmates in the fourth grade with Mrs. Chow. So the first question, because I'm not the only person who is new to this program, all three of them are pretty new too. So I wanted to ask Tyler and Lana, what were the first thoughts about the program when it was first introduced to the school?
When we started the program, I thought it was pretty cool and a good way to like show people like how to act and how to get closer to God so that you can know how to be like Him and to get more people to know Him.
Nice. That's awesome.
I think it was cool because it will tell more people about God, and if nobody knew about God, it wouldn't be bad. It would be really bad. So I think this is a good program.
Awesome. I like how you both said it's cool. Thank you. Okay, next. Tyler and Sage, this question is for you. What are some of the activities that we do in our classes?
We do like skits, and it's always about God, and He always chooses it for us, and when he helps us make it, He brings supplies for us.
We also do some activities, like we draw the statue from the story of Daniel, and also we colored it, and other stuff.
So what about the recent project? We had this big competition throughout the school, right? And it was a drawing of what exactly?
It was drawing about the end of the world.
The second coming? Right, the second coming. Well, if you saw Tyler's drawing, you would have thought it's the end of the world. It was really creative. That's all I have to say. This next question is for Sage and Lana. How has the SEEK program affected the school overall from the student perspective?
Pretty much made people nicer and to think more about what they do before they do stuff.
So they don't bully other people and they learn more about God.
So Sage, you're saying you stop bullying people? Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. If you are on campus, please stop by any time and visit. We would love to have you come visit us. The school, the environment is different. I've been to public school. I've even been to the academy. And even in areas where, you know, when I was at the academy, at times there were still semi-hostile situations where, you know, a little bit of bullying and whatnot. But I really feel that at HMA K-8, that the students have has freedom to be who they are as a person and not worry about that type of environment. Okay, the last question. This is for all of you guys. Do you feel like because of the SEEK program, you can better share your faith with others?
Well, they can tell if you're not afraid or anything and to stand up for yourself.
Also, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. I think that was a yes-no question, you guys. So, yeah, I think it is a pretty good way to share your faith.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming up. Sage and Tyler are probably some of the funniest two boys in that class, in their classroom. And their class knows it too. They are always joking around. But you should definitely see the way they, when it comes down to spiritual things, they're focused, they want to learn, and I'm really proud of them. And so is Lana and all the students we have at HMA K-8. Just to finish up on that verse that William read from Proverbs 22, verse 6, I've come to a real understanding of what that means. Training up a child in the way he should go, so that when he's old, he knows his way. My parents, you know, I've been blessed with awesome parents. They've raised me, they brought me to church, they even gave me a Christian education. With your help, we can do that with other kids. It doesn't mean every child comes out perfect or on the right path. I would know. I went down a pretty weird path before I came back to God. But I'm really blessed where I am now. I'm really blessed to be at the school. I'm blessed to be with these kids. And we would just like to thank you so much for your support. And I guess I can pray for now. So please bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the Sabbath day. Thank you for the kids to come and sing and take on the service. Lord, I ask as you help us to continue our mission and our focus on the kids at school, help all of us to get to know Christ better as a friend. In the name of Jesus, amen.
As the group comes up here to get ready for our closing song, which is 499, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'd just like to say, I want to thank the parents for getting your children out here. I know it's really difficult because of all this, how busy we are, but you know, this is my home church, and I really am glad that we have done an education Sabbath here. I can't remember the last time we did one here, but it's really a blessing for me and for hopefully for you. So again, I thank you, parents, for taking time out. And as your reward, you'll be the first in line. Yeah, all 100 of you will be the first in line for our potluck. So our members will stand aside and watch as you get served. And our last song again is 499, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Three stanzas. Oh, yes, every stand, please.
Often forfeit, oh,
Before our closing prayer, I'd like to make an announcement. If you are double parked, you may want to check to see if anybody wants to get out, and then come back in for potluck. Thank you.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the Sabbath day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything. Thank you for letting us come to this church to praise you. And thank you for letting us all be here to, same thing. I love you, Lord. In your name, amen.